اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابه اون لاين راديو امباورينج ذا يمه.
ويلكم يا ابو صفا. ويلكم
رسول الكريم. اما بعد، اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved children, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Be his blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Dear listeners, we are here in Masjid Jain Halvatan, and today in South Africa our date is the 16th of Dhul-Hijjah 1446, and mashallah in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Palestine and most countries of the world it is the 17th of Dhul-Hijjah 1446. We have about 4 or 5 different topics to speak about in this limited time. We know in South Africa they're advertising so much that this week Sunday will be Father's Day. So what does Islam say about that? So the against them to hurt their feelings and emotions. Sometimes they will do things that you understand, not right in your eyes, because they see now the old age, they forget. وَقُلَّهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. So speak to them in a honorable manner. Every one of us whose parents are alive especially, we should learn the simple dua, chapter 17, verse 54, where Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, رَبِّ الْحَمْهُمَا وَمَا وَقَيَانِي صَغِيرًا. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, have mercy on my beloved parents. They did the church, they trained me, approached me when I was young, when I was a baby, when I was an infant. So for us as Muslim brothers, every day is Father's Day. Every day is Mother's Day. That is the kuffar culture, that they go and dump their parents in the old age home, and then once a year they make a day, Father's Day, Mother's Day, take some presents and tell them how much they love them. If they really love them, you should have brought them to their houses one year by and make khidmat and serve them every day. When I go and deliver lectures to the varsity and the schools, I ask our young brothers, I say, how many of you kiss your parents' hand, your father's hand, your mother's hand? 90% of them look down, you will find 5, 6, 8 of them picking up their hands. 90, 95% they'll say we feel shy. I ask, how many of you kiss your girlfriend, boyfriend? 90% will pick up their hands. So that is the zamana, my brothers and sisters, we are living in now. The wrong is considered to be the appropriate thing to do. And what is Sunnatul Nabawiyyah, what is the teaching of Islam that we feel shy to practice on, we frown upon it, Allah forbid. Today is the day of Jumu'ah. Who are our parents? Those who passed away with Iman and Islam. I give you one Quranic verse and one hadith. Muslim Quran teaches us your parents passed away with Iman, Islam. So daily, you O Muslim, you should be reading chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. Rabbana filli. The day the reckoning is coming. Daily, we should be reading. We can never ever repay our parents for what they did for us. Second one, today is Jumu'ah. You still got chance to practice on it. And you in Alphabet Boko, you put the graveyard in. Or is there in the Alphabet? Where is it? Alphabet. It's not so far. I was there the last time I came here. So I went there as a Muslim grave. We came to visit our brother Yusuf. So anyway, my brothers, so now your parents are buried there. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man zara qabla qabawayhi Allah ayma yawm al-jum'ah, ghufira lahu wa kutiba lahu." You the sons, you visit the grave of both your parents on a Friday, or one of them, either father or mother. He passed away with Iman Islam, mashallah. You will be considered as a pious son of your beloved parents. Even after death, they have rights over us, and you will be forgiven as well. What a great bounty. So today we got opportunities then to make it part of our routine. It's not far. I came here the last time, it is 10 minutes or so, and you're there with a graveyard, your parents are there. So brothers, remember, we reject and condemn the kufar culture, and you as Muslims, don't fall in the step. Now Sunday you will go to your father and say, "Oh my father, I love you, here's your Father's Day present." Oh, what are you promoting? You're promoting the kafir culture, you're promoting the non-Muslim culture. They've got nothing to do with Islam. Every day, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at your father with love and respect. The hadith are coming back still. So the Master alayhi salam said, look at your father with love and respect, so you will get reward of Hajj. Sahaba said, if you look at our parent, our father with love and respect 20, 30, 50, 70 times, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You will get tired, and Allah will never get tired. May Allah, everything is infinite and unlimited. So look at your father, look at your mother, embrace them, tell them you love them, kiss them. When will you kiss your father, mother, or son after the death? How many times it has happened? The son, daughter, never kiss their parents, but when they die, they want to kiss them. Is it not too late? Then one day they pull another stunt on us and they tell us, you will pay. For us, every day is youth day. You're supposed to have read Surah Qaf today. What Quran teaches us about Surah Qaf? Surah Qaf is a message for every strata of society. Therefore, we're supposed to read it every Thursday night and Friday. The beginning is a message to the youth. There were seven youngsters. Inna hum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim wa zidnahum huda. The Qiyamush, the ruler, told them, who you believe in? They say, we believe in Rabbuna, Samawati, wal Ard. It's one creator, one master, one owner of this entire universe. The Qiyamush, the ruler, told them, tomorrow I will summon you again. If you give me this answer, I'll execute the whole lot. When they saw Ghari, Hira, Ghar, narrow cave, Kaha, broad cave. So they went there in a cave and they cried to Allah, Rabbana, Adina, Mil Ladunka Rahma, Ya Allah, and the Lord was and grant us your special mercy that will envelop us and compass us. Wahayyib lana min amrina rashada, Ya Allah, whatever our needs are, you fulfill it, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah let them enter the mouth of the cave close, karamatan lahum, in honor of them. You know for how long they stayed, the Quran says, Salah Tamir Isidina was Dalu Isma. 309 lunar years, 300 solar years. Tabiyan Mus and all of them died in this place of Jahannam and Abbas. See the youth, how Allah Ta'ala protected them to set the precedent for humanity and posterity. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu beloved Awasa, Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His beloved grandsons, he would take them in his mubarak hands, embrace them, kiss them, say, Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma, fa'ahibbahuma wa'ahibba ma yuhibbuhuma. Ya Allah, the beloved Hassan Hussein of mine, my beloved Nawasa, I love them, you love them, O Allah, and love the person who loves them, hadith in Tirmidhi. So what did the Master alayhi salam say about them? Al-Hasan wal-Husayn, Sayyidina Shabab al-Ahli al-Jannah. They will be the leaders of the youth in Jannah. So our youth should be our concern every day. We don't know who's involved in drugs. We don't know who's involved in alcohol and clubbing. We don't know who's involved. Remember, the girl come back home, she's pregnant. We don't even know who's pregnant. I'm not speaking of non-Muslims, I'm speaking of Muslims. How many a time I received the question, my son was married, my son-in-law was married, the son was married, and 3 months have passed, 6 months passed, the marriage is not consummated. Why? The guy is gay. I'm not speaking of non-Muslims, I'm speaking of Muslim brothers. So you cannot go and and shirk our responsibility. It's our children, it's our grandchildren. Quran is giving us a direct commandment. Chapter number 66, verse 6. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourself, save your children, your grandchildren from the fire. So brothers, for us every day is youth day. Kullukum ra'iya, kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iya. Every one of you are a ra'i and a shepherd. And each one of you, remember, will be questioned regarding your flock and so forth and so on. So therefore, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, so we must be responsible and not shirk our responsibilities. So this was the first two things. I'm sure all of you by now heard that last night, this morning, that Israel attacked Iraq. So what should be our stance on all this? As far as the Jumlahs go, the Jews go, as far as the Mushriks go, the Hindus go, Surah 5, Surah Ma'idah, the last verse of the six Jews, the six Sufara, all what Allah is warning us Muslims already. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will find now and in the future, you Muslims, your worst enemies will be the Jews and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers in you. But Islam is always fair and just. Quran says, Laysu sawa'a. You as a Muslim cannot go say every Jew is our enemy. You can't go say every Hindu is our enemy. It means majority of them. And you just look at the world today. Look at the unholy alliance between Israel and India. They have excellent ties. I give you one example. Because our Muslims today, I'm sorry to say, but the truth has to be spoken. We live in our own cocoon, we go to our hostage mentality. Khana, peena, sona, pahana, we just carry on. Just eat, drink, sleep, and go to the toilet, and life is fine. It can't be fine, my brothers. You must know what's happening in the world. You know, last month, 2 months ago, whenever, there was a war between Pakistan and India. It wasn't between Pakistan and India. That was America, that was Israel, that was, you must remember, France and India. So America, Israel, France, India, all colluded, worked in cahoots. Pakistan is the only Muslim country. The Arab countries, hopeless, useless. They got money for soccer and give Trump and all that nonsense. So, but they're the only Muslim country. They poor compared to them, but they're nuclear. We must attack them and finish their nuclear facilities. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ They plotted that they planned. And Allah has the master plan. So that side, China is watching everything. Turkey came on board. Azerbaijan came on board. And they helped Pakistan. And the pilots did their job. With Allah's help, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy and benevolence, the Pakistani army and their air force pulled off one of the most magnificent victories. They defeated America, Israel, France, and remember their India. So this is Allah, how they defeated them. Today people see the Pakistani pilots and then they see Pakistan, Zindabad, long live Pakistan. It doesn't mean suddenly Pakistan became a very pious country, no. It's only Allah's fazl. So today what is happening? Remember that America, Israel, all united. I got nothing to do with Iran. I visited Iran. I see Shia are not even Muslim. I'm one of the most vocal people on that topic. But at this juncture, we must stand with Iran. Why must you stand with Iran? I've been to Iran. I've been 13 days there, 12, 13 days there in 2013. So I had debate with them and they wanted to bribe me half a long story. One day I'll give you a whole talk on them. Nevertheless, so my brothers, the point I'm making, do you know in Iran, their figures are just propaganda. They say it's 90% Shia and 10% Sunni. And make proper investigations and research. The Sunni population in Iran are 25-30%. And so it means that we have to help them and help them all remember this. And the truth we don't. Whether we like or we don't like, this is the truth. If you look at Gaza, Al-Mubarakah, today Hamas. We are Hamas, I've been to Palestine 5 times, the Jordan don't allow me now. They told me, hey, you're a troublemaker, and you're a problem for us. So I told them, I don't have an 1847, I got 1855. So you say, what the hell is 1855? I told them, I don't see. AK, Aitel Kursi, verse number 255. It was very genial. So you must remember in the practice of life, basically. That's just last one, as the Shaitan. So anyway, you must remember this, my brothers. The point I'm making here is this, that if Israel has the right to have so many nuclear, 300, 400, whatever, so why Iran can't have the right to have one? This is not a war against Pakistan or against Hamas or against Palestine or against Iran. This is a war against Islamic Muslims. Me and you need to wake up and understand what is happening. Surah 61, verse number 8. Yuridun, their intention now and their intention in the future. Liyutfi'u nurallahi bi'afwahihim. Their intention is to erase and extinguish the nur of Allah, the radiance and effulgence of all but Allah, with their mouths, with their media. They have the biggest media in the world. We smaller than fingers, what can we do? Well, Lord, but every program, this lecture of mine now, they're recording it. The Jutlas are recording it. Every program of mine they record. I feel very honored, a Jutla, Jutli, please record my lecture. Do me a big favor. Well, Lord, Utimu Nourihi. Allah saves you plot and you plan. Allah will let the nur of Islam spread throughout the whole world and Islam will prevail everywhere. Although the non-Muslims despise it, detest it and they hate it. Do you know this is the first time a genocide is taking place in Gaza, in Palestine, in the history of humankind, and it is live streamed. So if you know yesterday, day for yesterday, complete blackout in Gaza. They mustn't use their cell phones, they cannot communicate with one another, because Hamas, Hamas. You must tell them you should last when Second World War finished. You came there as paupers, as squatters, you had nothing. Our Palestinians gave you homes, they gave you shelter, they gave you food, they gave you everything. They have golden hearts. But in Arabic, we have a problem. Sometimes you have a puppy, you know, a small little dog. And then you feed the dog the puppy so much, tomorrow it becomes an alsatian, a bulldog eats you up or wants to eat you up. So this is the same example of the Jutlas in Sri Lanka, there in Palestine. It happened there. They want to steal Masjid al-Aqsa, they want to steal their houses, steal their land, steal their gardens, their orchards, their olives, everything they want to steal. Yesterday they announced that raped the Palestinians. Thousands of Jutlas said 100% right. We must kill them and we must rape them. This is their mentality, you must remember. They are a nation who killed prophets and messengers, Quran says. They martyred and murdered Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam. They tried to assassinate Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. They tried to assassinate Mustafa Habibun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we must know who we're talking about. Who is our leader? Our leader, Hamas, only came into existence in 87, 40 years after you were causing murder and mayhem. 46, 47, learn your history, brothers and sisters, children. Israel officially was established 48, 14th of May. 46, 47, they had three gangs. Every gang there was a terrorist gang. The Stern gang, the Haganah gang, and remember they had another one as well. Haganah, Stern gang, and so forth. Anyway, so Irgun gang, that's a third name, Irgun. So the Irgun gang, you must remember, they would see where the Palestinians were. They were simple people, no arms, ammunition. They would come there, massacre them, steal their land, houses, everything. From the 46, 47 already, 50 years before Hamas was already came to existence. Our leader, Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, Nawarullah Barmadahu, he said, if you know Arabic, Zawan Israel, fi Ishreen wa Zamaniya wa Ishreen. It's not some wahi revelation, it's his opinion, but our Shaykh's opinion. He said, inshallah, inshallah, Israel will fall and there will be no state and country like Israel in the year 2027. If you look at it today, we know what is apartheid. We stayed in South Africa and we saw how apartheid collapsed and was humiliated. So Israel today has become a pariah state and has become isolated. Their own friends are turning against them. Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Norway, they sanctioned their troubling ministers, Smotrich and Ben-Gvir. So why all these things is Allah's system? They are the most hated, detested people on the earth today. Not Muslims are kicking them out from their countries and so forth and so on. Because Quran said so. But a Muslim today doesn't read Quran. A Muslim will read Surah Yasin once a day also maybe. Ya Allah, give me more money and give me barakah in the shop. That's all. So that's our mentality today. Everything put money. Quran said, yu'minuna bil ghayb, believe in the unseen. Today Muslims say, yu'minuna bil ghayb. Make halal business, make this halal. So we can use Islam and put money in the pockets. You see that? So understand this 2-3 minutes, and I need to be time with you. So my brothers, you must understand what's really happening here. So what has happened is this, that they, the Palestinians, said, our Arab brothers all have sold us out, remember this. Saudi Arabia have sold us out. I was here outside translating the khutbah. He made big, big dua for the king and the Muslim MP has been Shaitan and all these guys. He made dua Palestine, he made dua Masjid Al-Aqsa. Not one word of the Jews, not one word of the Zionists. Just now after Jummah we have sent it out. You can listen to it. Our Haram Sharif is run by the Jumlas. Our Masjid Al-Aqsa is under their control. What a shame and disgrace for us. But the man, Ahmad Sheikh Ahmad Yassin, said, Israel will fall. Inshallah, they will fall before that or after that, but their time is very near, remember that. And Quran has told us, chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Then Allah will continuously punish them. What is my message to you, South Africans? My message to you, number one, Iqra'. You got your long weekend. Now what are you going to do? Watch cricket, watch soccer, watch movies. Just kill time and waste time. What's going to happen? Nothing. You see that? So my brother starts reading. Read what the Quran's message is. What Mustafa's Allah's message is. Read our seerah, our history, and see what things our youth and others accomplished. Number two, make sincere dua. Then, did we ever cry for Palestine, for our children? For our children, who are putting on the greatest resistance there. They're fighting America, Israel, Britain, France, India, everybody, and still they can't defeat Hamas. Yahya Sinwar put up the best tunnels in the world. They can't find their hostages as they call them. So who is doing all this here? You must be proud about them. Number two, dua. Third one, I can appeal to you, the ball is in your court. When last, some of you went, some of you, most of you didn't go. So many of you got money to go to Dubai, go here, go there, all that. I'm asking you, when are you going to visit Palestine? When are you going to put your hand on the Yatim child? They want somebody to show solidarity. People are turning against them today. The Egyptian government, the Shaitan government, I call him, Sisi he is, you see, the Pharaoh of Egypt. So you must remember, they're deporting our South Africans, they're deporting others. You can't come here. We will do what Israel tells us to do. Just in Muslim today. That they have become, I say, they're not Khadim al-Haramain Sharifain. They're not Khadim of Makkah Medina. They're Khadim and servants of America and Israel. So you see, the whole world is turning. But Hamas say we continue. Two messengers and I'm finished. Hamas' message to the world is Imma Shahada or Imma Al-Ghanima. Either we go for martyrdom and we know Allah will give us much more. Or either we go for victory and Allah will give us whole Palestine. So make special dua for them. Go visit them if you can. You can go, I can't go. Last one, I give you this anecdote and see. This was 1992. We were still under apartheid. So they invited 15, 16 ulama. All the brothers said, okay, please come inside now. We will start this now. Sunnah and then the khutbah. So my brothers remember that he's 8-year-old boy. So like next day we were leaving to come back. I was facing Aqsa, he was facing me, young boy that doesn't come by my knees or something. His name Ba'aqa. So I told him, Ba'aqa, Tomorrow we're going to Jubi Africa, we're speaking Arabic obviously. So you must come with us, my heart is telling. I must take you in the morning, you go to school, afternoon, you go to Madrasa. 8-year-old boy, brothers, sisters, he turned around and pointed to Aksa, Sheikh, if I come to your Jubi Africa, South Africa, who will protect and preserve our Majidul Aksa? You see, brothers, that is the spirit we need. Then what are we doing for our first Qibla? What are we doing for Aqsa? Think about it. Tomorrow we'll be questioned. We live like kings in South Africa. So that is my message to you, my brothers, and may Allah, Allah decimate America. Inshallah, Trump himself will score more on goals, the shaitan. And you know, he's more busy with his rifle everywhere. And you know what I mean by his rifle. And you must remember, and this said Netanyahu, the war criminal, will seek Israel also, inshallah. So may Allah, Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Majidul Aqsa, and Allah Masajid. Inshallah, you read your sunnahs. 1 o'clock, we'll get you on, inshallah, we'll start the khutbah and the salat, inshallah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده حمدا كثيرا كلما يحمده الحامدون ونشكره شكرا جميلا كلما يشكره الشاكرون ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة تنفعنا يوم القيامة ولا بدون ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي يغبطه الأولون والآخرون صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه صلاة وسلاما دائمتين متلازمتين إلى يوم يجمع الأولون والآخرون أما بعد فيا أيها الناس أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون يقول الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ثم اعلموا أن الحياء من الإيمان قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الإيمان 70 شعبة فأفضلها قول لا إله إلا الله وأدناها إمامة الأذى عن الطريق والحياء شعبة من الإيمان وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أشد حياء من العذراء في خدرها فإذا رأى شيئا يكرهه عرفناه في وجهه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول وبقوله يهتدي المهتدون أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم ويحفظوا فروجهم ذلك أزكى لهم إن الله خبير بما يصنعون هذا وأحثكم على طاعة الله وطاعة رسوله ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فقد خسر وغوى أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرًا ونذيرًا بين يدي الساعة، من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصيهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئًا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليمًا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وازواجه وذريته. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعن كل الصحابة اجمعين. وقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم في اصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن احبهم فبحبي احبهم، ومن ابغضهم فببغضي ابغضهم، وخير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم الف بين قلوبنا واصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام، ونجنا من الظلمات الى النور، وجنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها ما بطن. اللهم بارك لنا في اسماعيلنا وازواجنا وذرياتنا، وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. اللهم اجعلنا شاكرين لنعمتك مثنين بها وقابلين واتمها علينا. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان، وغالبهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم لعن الكفره الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون اولياءك. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل اقدامهم، وانزل بهم باسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم خذهم اخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم منزل الكتاب ومدري السحاب، هازم الاحزاب، اهزمهم وانصرنا عليهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين، وارزقنا فيها صلاه قبل الممات يا رب العالمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قال تعالى: اذكروني اذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استوى صفوفكم وسد القدم. Let us ensure the صفوف are straight and there are no gaps in between.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فاجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان ربي العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد. اللهم رحمتك لنا فلا تكلنا. اصلح لنا شأننا. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وحسنك. آمين. الحمد لله شيخ. عليك الحمد. اللهم إنا نسألك عيشة ومرضا فيها. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا. اللهم لا مانع لما اعطيت ولا معطي لك فلا رد لك ولا معطي لك فلا
اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Empowering the Ummah.
Welcome ya Mustafa. Welcome.